for the type of animal that comes and gets chickens?
A possum?
Mm-hmm.
Or a weasel?
Mm-hmm. Or just talking about any of those kind. You'd say, I'm going to get a gun and kill those.
Well...
Do you ever use the word varmint?
Varmints, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What is a varmint?
Well, a varmint is known as a wild animal of this particular description that does habit around your place and get into things like getting your chickens or getting your biddies or
mm-hmm.
breaking up your hen nests and things of that kind. Mm-hmm. And this expression is used for wild animals that
mm-hmm.
that do this kind of thing. They're called varmints.
What about a bushy-tailed animal that you'd see even in the cities that gets up?
Squirrel.
Huh?
Squirrel.
Yeah, what different kinds are there?
Well, we got the cat squirrel, we got the fox squirrel, we got the red fox squirrel, the black fox squirrel,
mm-hmm.
and
which is the biggest of all?
The fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm. It's bigger than the
cat squirrel.
Uh-huh. What about something smaller? It has stripes down its back and smaller than a squirrel.
We don't have them around here, but I believe that's a chipmunk, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Do you know,
we don't have them in this part of the country.
Can they climb trees? Do you know?
I don't believe that they do. I'm mm-hmm. not familiar with them.
And a kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Any other name for him?
Sapsucker.
Mm-hmm. What about the large woodpecker?
That's known as the ivory-billed woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a woodpecker called a peckerwood?
Yeah, peckerwood.
Who says that?
Well, a lot of people. I've even heard the expression used, the peckerwood did so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about somebody.
Was it very insulting for a person to be called a peckerwood?
Well, naturally the person that was being called that wouldn't like it so well.
Uh-huh.
But lots of time it would be said in a joking way and there's mm-hmm. nothing to do about it. But sometimes it would be said in a more or less a slanderous way where
mm-hmm.
they could take offense to it.
And something that what different kinds of fish do people get around here?
Yeah, the perch, the brim, the trout, the bass. A lot of these are different names for the same species of fish.
Mm-hmm.
The shiners.
What's a shiner?
A shiner is a small scale fish that's not used for eating purposes. They're used for bait for other fish.
Mm-hmm.
They are more or less like a sardine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have what you call a sucker.
Mm-hmm.
And the catfish of different kinds, the blue cat, the channel cat, the mud cat, the spotted cat, the tabby cat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just...
Your tabby cat.
Tabby cat is the same thing as a spotted cat.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, that's...
What about from the Gulf?
They have... different kinds of catfish in the Gulf. I'm not familiar with
uh-huh.
them.
Do you know any of the fish that they get from the Gulf?
Oh yes, you got a sea catfish. You got your flounder. You have your tarpon, and you have your marlin, and you have your speckled trout, and you go on just any number of different types of fish.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a deep sea fisher. I don't know too much about it.
What about something that they go out in these nets, in these boats, and drag nets and get these little...
Shrimp.
Okay. Say if you wanted some of those, you'd go to the store and ask for 2 or 3 pounds of...
Shrimp.
What about something that